A Dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Brecht, B as in boy, R-E-C-H-T as in today, March 1951. Addressed as a letter to Jennifer Balawender, B as in boy, A-L-A-W-E-N-D-E-R, Midland Family Practice. Dear Mrs. Balawender, follow up for Mr. Brecht, excuse me, Mrs. Brecht. With renal transplant, underline insulin-dependent diabetes and renal failure. Also, biopsy findings of fibrillary, F-I-B-R-I-L-L-A-R-Y, glomerulonephritis. She was on peritoneal dialysis. Receive a living unrelated donor kidney transplant from apparently a sister-in-law. That was University of Michigan, March 1st, 2024. There has been no episodes of rejection. There has been no scheduled renal biopsy. University is not doing that anymore. Was following through University of Michigan, now returning back to the community. Comes accompanied with husband. Tacro was changed from short-acting to long-acting to minimize tremors of the hand. She complains of fatigue and tired all the time. Blood pressure at home runs high. She admits not following strict salt restriction. At the time of dialysis, weight was as low as 156, presently 204, 200 being her usual baseline weight. Recent pain on the right ankle follows with podiatry, wearing a brace. Imaging has been done, results not available, no anti-inflammatory agents. Did not tolerate a compressing device because of being too tight. Denies nausea, vomiting, soft stools, no bleeding, only one a day. Some degree of urinary frequency and incontinence, which is worse than it was before, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, minor edema. Uses CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, has not required any oxygen, no pyrolem material hemoptysis, some bruises, but no bleeding, nose gums. Prior trauma surgery on the right ankle, it still has a pain, PIN, has developed some arthritis. Eye exam every year has been stable. Follows cardiology Dr. Salak, S-A-L-L-A-C-K. Echocardiogram every year with the last one, 2024, shows some worsening of aortic insufficiency, otherwise stable. She has noticed worsening of memory, forgetful. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight the cell set, prednisone, long-acting Tacro. For blood pressure, losartan recently increased from 50 to 75, and Coreg decreased from 3 tablets twice a day to 2 tablets twice a day. Remains on Lasix at 40 milligrams. For edema, which probably exacerbated by the use of nifedipine, on antidepressants, on insulin pump, thyroid replacement, cholesterol management. Next paragraph. Present weight 204, blood pressure by nurse 156/66. I recheck it on the left side, 150/156 sitting position, standing down to 140 excuse me, 150-156 on the left-sided seating, on the right-sided seating 140-48, repeat seating on the left-sided 142-48, and standing down to 120/38. No respiratory distress, very pleasant, remembers me from before, normal speech, normal eye movements, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rapport murmurs, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites or masses, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, I reviewed University of Michigan records. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Are from yesterday. Creatinine at 1.18 over the last 1 year. Has fluctuated around 1.2, to 1.39, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, GFR 48, mild anemia 11.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV of 90, recent A1C 6.7, 6.8, no protein in the urine, negative protein creatinine ratio, urine analysis, no blood, no protein, last Tacro 5.7 therapeutic, 4 to 8. Recent normal thyroid studies. Normal liver testing. PTH mild elevated 82. Vitamin D 25 below 30, which is low. A CT scan abdomen and pelvis without, excuse me, a CT scan abdomen without contrast. This is from July. Normal liver. There are gallbladder stones without inflammation or obstruction. Native kidneys, no obstruction. Bilateral kidney stones. Recent CT scan of the head without contrast, I believe because of memory issues. There is chronic microvascular disease. There is vascular calcification atherosclerosis. There is an area of left-sided cerebellar infarction, which is chronic and small in size. There is an incidental meningioma over the clivus, CLIVS Invictor US, without mass effect. Incidental MT, Stella, S-E-L-L-A. The CT scan of the right lower extremity still is pending. Prior CT scan, angiogram, head and neck. There is moderate narrowing of the left vertebral artery at the level of the origin. There is also moderate to severe stenosis on the right intracranial internal carotid artery. An echo from November, normal ejection fraction, minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post living unrelated renal transplant 2024, stable kidney function, no rejection. No activity in the urine for blood protein, no proteinuria, high risk medications, therapeutic tacro, minor side effects of tremor. She has hypertension as well as postural blood pressure drop, which goes with the long-term insulin-dependent diabetes since age 11. Explain to the patient and husband that this is difficult to treat. Optimizing blood pressure control will make the low blood pressure standing worse. Her symptoms of fatigue, no energy, likely related to this. At the same time, loop diuretics is not the best option for blood pressure control at this level of kidney function. Better choice will be HCTC or chlorthalidone. She's willing to do the change. We're going to stop the Lasix and begin a low dose of HCTC, 12.5 milligrams. We will follow electrolyzed kidney function a few days after. For the anemia, we need to update iron studies, B12 folic acid. Pressing electrolyte, acid-base calcium, phosphorus, nutrition is normal. She has extensive vascular disease and probably an early component of vascular cognitive decline. Has aortic insufficiency, regurgitation, evolving over time, but clinically not symptomatic, followed with cardiology. All issues discussed at length with the patient and husband. We'll monitor, we'll follow, end of dictation.